sing again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now, before we study the lesson today, let us again bow our heads and pray.
在今天我们开始研究这课文之前，我们一同低头祷告。
我们的天父上帝，在我们还没有研究这个题目以前，我们愿意感谢你，因为你保护我们的生命，你给我们这样的自由，可以毫无惧怕地研究你的圣经。求主帮助每位听众，不但是这次收听，就是做经常收听的听众，使他们可以了解主赐给他们的真理，也求主帮助他们可以接受你赐给他们的话。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Today we study lesson 70.
今天我们所研究的是第七十课。
Lesson 70,Science and the Bible.
第七十课，科学与圣经。
Some men discard the Bible.
有的人弃绝圣经。
Because they feel it does not harmonize with science.
因为他们觉得圣经与科学是彼此是不相符合的。
This depends upon an individual's definition of science.
这是在乎人对科学所下的定义。
There are many speculative theories.
在今天有很多是一种推测性的理论。
Propounded in the world today as science.
这是人所提出来的一种推测性的理论，被认作是科学。
Among these are the many evolutionary theories.
其中呢，有不少就是进化论的学说。
Let it be remembered.
应当记住。
That evolution is only a theory.
进化论到现在只不过是一种理论。
It is true that the Bible does not agree with this theory.
不错，圣经与这种学说是不能够一致。
True science is knowledge which can be demonstrated as factual.
真正的科学是能够以事实来证明的知识。
Theories remain in the field of speculation until they can be proved.
理论一直会停留在推测的范围，只等到它们被证实之后。
Then they become scientific law.
然后他们才会成为科学的定律。
Proved science and the Bible agree completely.
被证实的科学完全和圣经一致。
For instance,
例如
we know now that the world is a sphere.
我们现在晓得世界是一个球体。
But the ancients had many speculative theories about the shape of the earth and how it moved.
但是古时候的人对于地球的形状以及它怎么样运转有很多推测性的理论。
Some held the theory that the earth had four corners.
有的人相信地球是有四个角。
Others said that it was flat like a plate.
还有的人说它是平的，好像一个盘子一样。
And that anyone venturing too near its edge would fall off.
要是任何人胆敢太靠近这个边缘呢，就会掉下去。
It was said by some,
有的人这样说,
that the earth was held up on the shoulders of a strong god called Atlas.
有人说这地球是放在一个名叫阿塔勒斯的一个强壮的神的肩膀上头。
Then came those who held the theory that the earth was a sphere.
以后就有一些人，他们的理论是 这个地球是一个球体。
This remained only a theory.
这一直是一种理论。
Until it was proved to be a fact.
直到后来被证明是一个事实。
After Magellan circumnavigated the globe in 1519.
那就是在1519年麦哲伦环绕世界航行一周的时候。
But the Bible taught the circular shape of the earth 2200 years before Magellan.
但是在麦哲伦以前2200年圣经就已经说地球是一种圆形。
Notice this text in Isaiah 40:22.
你且注意以赛亚第40章22节这个章节。
It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth.
这是上帝讲北极铺在空中。
And the book of Job.
刚才那个章节说上帝坐在地球大圈之上。还有这约伯记。
Written 700 years before Isaiah.
在以赛亚之前700多年就写成了。
He stretcheth out the north over the empty place.
他说上帝将北极铺在空中。
And hangeth the earth on nothing.
将大地悬在虚空。
This is Job 25:7.
这是约伯记25章第7节。
Is this not amazing?
这不是一种令人惊奇的事吗？
How little that was taught.By men of science, 100 years or more ago, is still considered scientifically sound.
在100年以前，科学家所持的理论，在今天仍旧被认为是合乎科学的，是多么少啊！
George Washington, in his last illness,
乔治·华盛顿在他最后的一场病里头，
was actually hastened to his grave.
可以说实实在在的是被催到坟墓里头去了。
By his well-meaning physicians.
就是由那些个好心的医生把他催到坟墓里头去了。
They used leeches to drain away great amounts of his lifeblood.
他们用这个水蛭，就是蚂蟥，把他很多的血把它吸掉了。
Long ago, the Bible said that the life was in the blood.
在很多年以前，圣经就告诉我们说，生命就是在血液里头。
Leviticus 17:11.
利未记十七章第十一节。
Only recently have doctors actually acted upon the idea of conserving or adding to a patient's blood supply.
只有在最近，医生们才实际的应用储藏或者是输送病人的血液这种供应的观念。
To tide him over in his critical battle with death.
使他度过与死亡搏斗的这种危险期。
What would doctors do now without whole blood or plasma?
现在的医生要是没有全血或者是血浆，他们会怎么办？
It often means that the difference between life and death for the sick one.
这样的事情往往可以决定病人的生死。
Over 3,000 years ago,
在三千多年以前，
God told his chosen people,
上帝告诉他的选民说，
Israel,
就是以色列人，
through Moses,
借着摩西对他们说，
to use vegetable oils in their diet rather than animal fat.
告诉他们食物里头应该用植物油而不要用动物的脂油。
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
耶和华对摩西说，
Speak unto the children of Israel,
你晓谕以色列人说，
saying,Ye shall eat no manner of fat of ox or of sheep or of goat.
牛的脂油、绵羊的脂油、山羊的脂油，你们不可吃。
And the fat of the beast that dieth of itself.
自死的、被野兽撕裂的。
And the fat of that which is torn with beasts.
或者是那种被野兽撕裂的那种动物的脂油。
May be used in any other use.
那脂油可做别的使用。
But ye shall in no wise eat of it.
但是你们万不可吃。
Leviticus 7:22-24.
这是利未记七章二十二至二十四节。
Also in another place it says.
在另外一个地方也说。
It shall be a perpetual statute.
说是这要成为你们永远的定例。
for your generations throughout all your dwellings.
要成为你们世世代代永远的定例。
That she eat neither fat nor blood.
就是在你们一切的住处，脂油和血都不可吃。
Leviticus 3:17.
利未记三章十七节。
God gave no explanations.
上帝并没有解释。
But that does not mean that there is not a good reason behind each of his restrictions.
这个并不是说在他的每个限制之后并没有一个好的理由。
A short 20 years ago,
在短短的20年之前,
scientists in the field of nutrition,
在营养学这一方面的科学家,
taught that because animal fats,
告诉我们说因为动物的脂油,
resembled human fat more closely,
更像人类的身体里的脂油,
than vegetable oils did,
比植物油更像,
therefore,
所以,
it was the best fat for man's diet.
所以它乃是人类食物里头最好的油类。
Now the men of science have changed their tune.
现在科学家他们改变了他们的论调。
They warn us against eating much animal fat.
他们警告我们不要吃太多的动物脂肪。
This is because of the high cholesterol content of animal fat.
因为在动物的脂油里头含有很多的胆固醇。
Too much cholesterol in man's bloodstream
在人的血液里头要是含有太多的胆固醇
contributes to high blood pressure
就会造成高血压
and the hardening of the arteries
或者是动脉硬化
Scientists have noticed that the people with high blood cholesterol
科学家们他们注意到在血液里面含有胆固醇很多的人
are the peoplewho have the sudden heart attacks
他们会突然会生这种心脏痉挛
and die because of impaired circulation to the heart muscle
或者是因为心脏肌肉里头的血液循环不良而致以死亡
It has taken man a long time to prove that the God of the Bible is wiser than man
世人用了很长很长的时间才证明圣经里头的上帝比世人聪明的多了。
How much better it would have been for man to have trusted the Bible.
要是世人相信了圣经
and shown faith in its author.
对他的作者表示信心那会多好。
Let there be no mistake.
但愿我们不要弄错了。
Although the Bible is not primarily a book of science.
虽然圣经原本并不是一本科学的书
Still you can find no scientific law or fact which conflicts with it.
但是你却不会发现有什么科学的定律和事实是与圣经相抵触。
Have faith, dear friend, in God and His Word.
所以亲爱的朋友应该对上帝和他的话有信心。
In the realm of the spiritual and moral nature of man,
在人的灵性和道德这个领域之中
science is helpless.
科学是无能为力。
Unless men learn their need of God in the heart,
除非人感觉到在心里面对上帝的需要。
Unless their spiritual development can keep pace.With the rapid growth of science,
除非他们灵性方面的进步能够赶得上科学的迅速发展
mankind may be doomed.
否则的话世人就要注定要灭亡。
This 20th century science god,
在二十世纪的这种科学之神
may turn on him and destroy him completely.
可能会转过身来并且把他完全毁灭。
We have 12 vocabulary words to this lesson, lesson 70.
我们第七十课一共有十二个生字。
The first one is discard.
第一个是丢弃。
Discard, or to do away with. To speculate.
推测。
Speculate. Three,Theories.
理论
Theories. for propounded.
提出
propounded. 5. Factual.
事实的
factual. 6. Sphere.
球体
sphere. 7. Circumnavigated.
环球航行
Circumnavigated. Magellan circumnavigated the globe. 8. Sound.
可靠的
Sound. Sound, the one meaning of sound is a noise. This is something which is sound or dependable.
那这个字的另外一个意思就是声音，不过用在形容词方面，它就是一个可靠的。
9. Leeches.
水蛭或者是蚂蟥
Leeches. 10. Plasma.
血浆
Blood plasma. 11. Perpetual.
永远的
Perpetual is something that is everlasting. And 12. Cholesterol.
一种胆固醇
Cholesterol. Well, we'll read the lesson over in English.
你要用英文把这课再念一遍
Lesson 70
第七十课
Science and the Bible.
科学与圣经
Some men discard the Bible because they feel it does not harmonize with science.This depends upon an individual's definition of science. There are many speculative theories propounded in the world today as science. Among these are the many evolutionary theories. Let it be remembered that evolution is only a theory. It is true,that the Bible does not agree with this theory. True science is knowledge which can be demonstrated or factual. Theories remain in the field of speculation until they can be proved. Then they become scientific law. Proved science and the Bible agree completely. For instance,We now know that the world is a sphere. But the ancients had many speculative theories about the shape of the earth and how it moved. Some held the theory that the earth had four corners. Others said that it was flat like a plate, and that anyone venturing too near its edge would fall off. It is said by some,that the earth was held up on the shoulders of a strong god called Atlas. Then came those who held the theory that the earth was a sphere. This remained only a theory until it was proved to be a fact after Magellan circumnavigated the globe in 1519. But the Bible taughtthe circular shape of the earth 2200 years before Magellan. Notice this text in Isaiah 40:22. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. And the book of Job, written 700 years before Isaiah, says, He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth on nothing. Job 25:7.Is this not amazing? How little that was taught by men of science 100 years or more ago is still considered scientifically sound. George Washington, in his last illness, was actually hastened to his grave by his well-meaning physicians.They used leeches to drain away great amounts of his lifeblood. Long ago, the Bible said that the life was in the blood. only recently have doctors actually acted upon the idea of conserving or adding to a patient's blood supply to tide him over in his critical battle with death. What would doctors do now without whole blood or plasma? It often means the difference between life and death for the sick one. Over 3,000 years ago, God told his chosen people, Israel, through Moses, to use vegetable oils in their diet rather than animal fat. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Ye shall eat no manner of fat, of ox, or of sheep, or of goat. And the fat of the sheep that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beasts, may be used in any other use, but ye shall in no wise eat of it. Also in another place it says, It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that ye eat neither fat nor blood. Leviticus 3:17. God gave no explanations, but that does not mean that there is not a good reason behind each of his restrictions. A short 20 years ago, scientists in the field of nutrition taught that because animal fats resembled human fat more closely than vegetable oils did, therefore it was the best fat for man's diet. Now the men of science have changed their tune. They warn us against eating much animal fat. This is because of the high cholesterol content of animal fat. Too much cholesterol in man's bloodstream contributes to high blood pressure and the hardening of the arteries. Scientists have noticed that the people with high blood cholesterol are the people who have the sudden heart attacks and die because of impaired circulation to the heart muscle. It has taken man a long time to prove that the God of the Bible is wiser than man. How much better it would have been for man to have trusted the Bible and shown their faith, or showed faith in its author. Let there be no mistake. Although the Bible is not primarily a book of science, still you can find no scientific law or fact which conflicts with it. Have faith, dear friend, in God and His Word. In the realm of the spiritual and moral nature of man, science is helpless, unless men learn their need of God in the heart. Unless their spiritual development can keep pace with the rapid growth of science, mankind may be doomed. This 20th century science god may turn on him and destroy him completely. I hope, dear friend, this lesson has increased your faith in the Word of God.
希望这一课已经增加了你对于圣经的信心。
We cannot give very many examples in these short lessons.
在这短短的课程里头，我们不能够提出许多的证据来。
But I'm sure if you wish to study further in the line of science in the Bible, you can find a good deal of material on the subject.
如果你喜欢研究这个圣经与科学这一方面，你可以找到很多的材料。
Surely our own wisdom is not enough.
我们人类的智慧实在是不够。
To cope with the complex problems of this world.
不能够应付这世界上许多复杂的问题。
We need to follow God's instruction for our lives.
我们需要在今生跟从上帝对我们的指引。
And though he may not always explain the reason for his laws,
有的时候他所定的规则他并不加以解释。
You can be sure that all of his commands to us are for our benefit.
但是你可以确信他所有的一切命令都是要使我们得益处。
May God bless you, be with you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝恩待你，与你同在，我们再会。